Vikings, let's win this game. Skol Vikings, honor your name.
Welcome to the Weekly Brew, presented by the MSC Reporter. Here's your host, Kevin Corbell.
Greetings, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Brew, presented by the MSC Reporter. My name is Kevin Corbell, alongside with my co-host, Jacob the Anvil Reinhardt.
How are you doing?
Jake, welcome to the show.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
Folks, this is our third episode of our weekly podcast, the second with Jake on our show. If you've never listened to us before, go to the MSCReporter.com for all of our past and future podcasts to come. If you don't know anything about our show and you're the first-time listener today, basically we drink something on the show every now and then, and then we talk about sports and what have you. So, Jake, you're looking a little thirsty this morning. Are you drinking anything today? Or?
Yeah, I got some hot chocolate from out in the reporter office here.
No way.
So yeah, no way. Yeah, it was real windy this morning when I left my house, so, you know, this is the perfect pick-me-up that I needed.
Okay. It's not too bad for weather out there today here in Mankato, Minnesota. I think it was the high supposed to be like 35 degrees or something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay. I'll be heading up to Duluth today.
For what?
At the 3 p.m. My roommate's celebrating his 21st birthday.
That's exciting. 21's always a good time.
Yeah, I won't be 21 until January, but...
Right, I turned 21 November 28th, so...
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do, yep.
Okay, so that's 2 weeks?
Yeah, that's about 2 weeks. That's the Tuesday after Thanksgiving.
Okay, so you'll be having something to drink at that time.
Yeah.
But... You'll bring me 100 bottles.
Yeah.
Folks, this will be the last time I'll be drinking something other than hot chocolate for the rest of the weekend. So, yeah, stay tuned for that. Next week, we won't have our regular show. The following week, we'll have one more show before we hit the semester break. And we'll be back in January after that episode. So, with that, we're going to go to Maverick Sports, otherwise known as Peeking Around the Bush.
Maverick football team beat Sioux Falls on November the 11th, and they begin their play tomorrow, November 18th, against Colorado State Pueblo, the number 20 team in the nation. The Mavericks first play CSU Pueblo in the 2014 NC2A Division II National Championship game, where the Mavericks ended up losing 13-0. The Mavericks are out for revenge this week as they come into this game undefeated on the year. The Mavericks have also made headlines this week with 17 players on offense and defense nominated to the NSIC All-Conference teams. The first team is led by running back Nate Gunn, who has accumulated over 1,000 yards in only 8 games this season. The defensive first team is led by senior linebacker Brendan Crystal. The Mavericks women's basketball team is still looking for its first win of the season, losing their home opener against Black Hills State. The Mavericks came into the game with a very strong lineup and played very evenly through the first 3 quarters, while only accumulating 4 points in the final quarter, while Black Hills State totaled 25. So that's what caused the difference in score when the final ended 67-44. The Mavericks are going on a fun trip this week as they go to Hawaii to play 2 games on November 22nd and 23rd against Hawaii Pacific and Chaminade University. The Mavericks will return back to Mankato at the Taylor Center on December 1st. Last week in the MIAA and NSIC Conference Challenge, the Minnesota State men's basketball team lost 80-90 to Pittsburgh State in Pittsburgh, Kansas. And the next day, the Mavericks came out with a strong fought win, beating Missouri Southern State 91-89 in overtime. Today and tomorrow, the Mavericks will be in Rohnert Park, California, as they play Dominican and Fresno Pacific. The Mavericks are looking to win these games and come and make their home debut in the Taylor Center on November 25th against St. Cloud State. Moving on over to hockey now, the women's Maverick hockey team lost both their games in Duluth against the University of Minnesota Duluth. The Mavericks will spend Thanksgiving in Washington, D.C. for two games against Boston University and Northeastern University. There should be a fun contest for the Mavericks as they go up against two Northeastern teams that are known for hockey. The Mavericks come back to the Verizon Center as they play the Minnesota Whitecaps on December 1st and December 2nd. And finally, we have the men's hockey team who is at home today playing Bowling Green. They will be opening a two-game set against Bowling Green, who is 1 point behind them for first place in the WCHA. Last week, MSU beat Bemidji State by a score of 5-2 and 8-6. The Mavericks are ranked as the fifth team in the nation as of this week.
All right. Thank you, Jake. So now we're going to what's brewing, pro sports. And first, we're going to go to the MLB.
Here's another hit, baby bombs.
MLB announced a lot of their award winners last couple nights. Most notable will be Rookie of the Year awards. Let's start with the Rookie of the Year awards with the American League Rookie of the Year going to Aaron Judge.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
And National League Rookie of the Year going to Cody Bellinger. Then we got Cy Young Award winners in the AL. We got Corey Kluber from the Cleveland Indians. And then we got Max Scherzer from the Washington Nationals. Managers of the Year, your very own Paul Molitor from the Minnesota Twins out of the AL. After taking a team that lost over 100 games last season to a playoff berth this year, well deserving of the award.
We're gonna win Twins, we're gonna score. We're gonna win Twins, watch that baseball score.
And in the National League, you got Troy Lovello for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who oversaw a 24-game turnaround in Arizona to lead the D-backs to 9-3 wins this season. Good job to them. Then we got the American League MVP. We got Jose Altuve in the American League with the MVP. And then we got Miami Marlins strong hitter Giancarlo Stanton. Speaking of Giancarlo, there's been rumors teams like the San Francisco Giants, the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's going to the Yankees, buddy.
He's not going.
He's coming.
They'd have to trade at least Aaron Judge for him.
No, I mean they got hot prospects.
Yeah.
And Derek Jeter runs the Marlins now. Jeter is beloved by the Yankees. Just think, if Jeter traded Stanton to New York, he would steal his legacy as the best Yankee of all time.
But I get that New York has a lot of cap room. Everything is just New York, and they've been fat history or whatever. You got Giancarlo being on the market, and then there's rumors that Bryce Harper will be out there on the market.
He could go to Yankees as well to replace the aging Kobe Ellsbury.
Yeah.
And Brett Gardner would be more of a utility hitter.
Okay.
Because then you'd have Judge, Stanton, Harper.
Realistically, I could see him going to a team like the San Francisco Giants.
I don't see how that's appealing, though, to them. I mean, they did nothing this year. They were one of the worst in baseball. And, I mean, they still had Johnny Cueto, Buster Posey. Yeah. Madison Bumgarner started the year off with hitting a home run, and everyone's like, oh, this is going to be their year. And then nothing flourished, you know? So I just don't see how, with all that talent, that you would want to go there, especially with income tax in California.
Oh.
You know.
Sky high.
Yeah.
I
believe Stanton's...
I mean, how can you even trade a guy like that?
Because they need to make room for pitching.
I get that.
You know, and Stanton's...
But Giancarlo's just like one of those guys that's once in a generation. And I get that you guys need pitching or whatever, but I feel like he's the cornerstone of the team.
Yeah.
And I feel without him, they have a really tough time. I know they have one player, I forgot his name. Yeah, Marcelo Ozuna, who came out for a pretty good year.
They have Juan Pierre, too.
Juan Pierre?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they...
What did he do?
They didn't pick up Ichiro's contract either.
Yeah, he's, 70 years old now?
Well, he's still making hits, man. It's Ichiro. He swings the softball style, where you just lead with the bat and run
at the same time.
And his body isn't taking a beating from that.
Fair enough. I guess Ichiro is kind of one of those weird characters with the bat. But Ichiro, I don't think. I think he'll retire after this year.
I think he could go back to Seattle.
I think he'll. That's actually really interesting. He'd probably get picked up and be just a utility hitter.
Or a clubhouse guy with leadership.
And then probably retire after the year. Capital like a KG sort of thing. Maybe. Speaking of Japanese stars, the Twins are looking at possibly at pitcher Yu Darvish from the Los Angeles Dodgers off on the open market. And also they're looking at Chinese sensation overseas, Shohei Ohtani.
He's a relief pitcher?
Nope, he is a starting pitcher for China team. And not only is he a good pitcher, he also hit 30 plus home runs and 90 plus RBIs during the last season for the Chinese.
The national team or just their club team?
I think it's a club.
Okay.
I have to read more into that. Again, Twins are rumored that they can offer the most money for Shohei, or top three anyway, since they dropped one of their prospects off, Jelfrey Marte.
Never heard of him.
Infielder in the system for the Minnesota Twins. He was supposed to be pretty good, and then he never...
Right. I think the best...
You know, making the leap as a superstar for the Twins, so...
I think the best prospect the Twins ever had was Nick Punto.
Nick Punto?
Yeah, or Alexi Casilla.
Is that a joke? Or...
No, it's serious. They were...
Best prospect, like, coming into the league?
The infielders. Okay. In the infield position, yeah. They produced for many years in that uniform, and they were really good.
Okay, because I was about to say, forget about Byron Buxton. Well, I mean, he hasn't flourished yet, but, I mean, coming through into the MLB, Byron Buxton.
Yeah. We'll see if he pans out, though.
Jose Berrios is going to look pretty good next year, too.
Hopefully.
Yeah, the only thing is, whenever they hit off his changeup, it would always go, see ya.
That ball is gone! See ya!
You saw Aaron Judge, obviously hit a couple home runs off Jose Berrios and the Minnesota Twins during the playoffs.
Absolutely. I definitely saw that. I don't know if you saw that. It might have been too painful to watch.
Yeah, because the Yankees are so good.
That's the truth.
You stupid Yank. Yeah. But that's enough for MLB today, before I get the... for the rest of the day. Looking forward to seeing the Minnesota Twins though next year, after this year. So, good luck, Twinkies. Let's go to the NHL. So, the Detroit Red Wings, they faced off against Calgary Flames.
And love during Calgary. The game,
you do love Calgary.
Yeah.
Like the city or the team?
No, the team, the Flames. So, before they realigned the division, it was hard to root for Calgary because they're in the same division as the Wild, and Calgary would crush the Wild every year.
Yeah.
So, you had Jerome Iginla, Dion Phaneuf, Mika Kiprusoff, and all these guys that are very notable. But now that they're in a different conference, you can start rooting for them again.
Yeah.
You know, they probably got one of the best logos in the league.
I like the sound of the Flames.
Yeah.
This
and
comes in.
They got some pretty rocking jerseys, pretty rocking players. I like them. I watch them whenever I can.
Well, anyway, the Detroit Red Wings faced off against them yesterday, and unforward to you, but Luke Witkowski was suspended 10 games after being penalized. He got thrown into the box, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it was towards the end of the game, so it was just like he had to go back to the locker room. So he's heading towards the locker room, and as he's going towards the locker room, he goes through
the tunnel.
Yeah, and then an opponent from the Calgary Flames side started barking at Witkowski, and he got mad, so he came back onto the ice and started nailing on him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And started fighting with him on the ice. And there is a rule in the NHL that you can't do that.
Yeah, once you get ejected off the ice, you can't come back.
Yeah.
For any reason.
Yeah, for any reason. So because of that, he got suspended for 10 games, so he won't be able to come back till December 7th.
Right. And I got some NHL news to talk about. So last night, the Arizona Coyotes, they won their first game of the season in regulation.
Wow.
They played about 22 games total.
22 games?
Yep. And this was their first win of the season in regulation. They have 3 wins on the year.
Just remember, they were a Stanley Cup team just a couple years ago.
Yeah, they're not too hot this year.
Yeah.
A lot of shootout losses in the last 2 weeks.
That can kill a team.
Yep. Then also the other news in the NHL is that Houston Rockets owner is looking to expand and bring a NHL team to Houston.
So the Houston
something or the other.
Well, it won't be a good name for a Houston.
I don't know. Dallas is the Stars, and that makes sense with the Cowboys and stuff.
The Houston Shooters. You know, like,
I don't think they'll play well. Bad imagery. I mean, the Washington were the Washington Bullets, and they had that whole Gilbert Arenas thing with the pistols in the locker room that he'd bring and point at teammates and stuff.
Yeah.
And so they had to change their name.
For anyone listening, if you have a good idea for a Houston hockey team nickname,
right?
You could.
A lot of their teams already are related to like NASA. You got the Rockets and you got the Astros.
Right. So maybe something.
Then you got the Houston Texans, but that's not an originally Houston team.
If anyone has any ideas, you can comment on it below in the comments area and comment your best nickname for a Houston hockey team.
Yeah.
In the AHL.
And then also Arizona is looking to maybe relocate, maybe to Seattle.
Wow.
So Seattle may be getting a pro sports team again.
The Seattle Coyotes. That makes sense.
Right. Maybe they could just go back to the NBA and be the Supersonics.
No. Yeah, I always like going on NBA 2K and making the Supersonics again.
Yeah.
Because I always thought their jerseys were so cool. I think if they come back, they'll be just the Sonics.
You know a fun fact?
What?
Kevin Durant actually was drafted and played for the Seattle Supersonics.
Yes, you did. I actually knew that.
With the second pick in the 2007 NBA draft, the Seattle Supersonics select Kevin Durant.
What college is he from, Jake?
Texas.
Texas. Another, it's like a team you forget about, too.
The Longhorns?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They used to be so good, and they even have, like, their own network for TV, and now it's just like, I don't even think of Texas Longhorns anymore.
Right.
But back to NHL last night. Your Minnesota Wild beat the Nashville Predators 6-4.
An undeserving win, in my opinion.
Undeserving? What?
Yeah.
Hey, a win's a win, bud.
Well, I don't know.
Well, anyway, so I believe that's 3 in a row?
Yeah.
That the Minnesota Wild have won. The Wild were down 3-0 to the Predators at one point in the game. Then we had a goal by Neil Niederreiter and Matt Dumba. And then that cut it down to 3-2 in the game. Shortly after, Victor Arvidsson of the Nashville Predators scored a goal for them, making it 4-2. But then we came back with goals from Jarrett Spurgeon, Eric Staal, another goal by Jason Zucker, who's been very hot lately, and Jarrett Spurgeon. And with that, the Minnesota Wild won 6-4 on the night. Kind of an unusual game. Devin Dubnyk only got 26 saves on the night. He didn't seem like himself last night, Jake.
No, he allowed 4 goals for the third period.
Yeah, it was a very odd game for everybody on the Minnesota Wild.
Yeah, very weird game all around. But hey, I enjoyed watching PK Subban. That's one of the funnest players to watch on the defensive side of the puck.
Yeah.
In the league right now.
Yeah, very, very talented hockey player.
Great character, great guy.
That's about it. So Wild beat the Predators 6-4.
They're playing basketball.
All around the world.
Moving on to the NBA. The Celtics won another game. They beat the Warriors in convincing fashion last night, making it 14 in a row.
I mean, it's not too hard to win 14 in a row when your opponents don't have a pulse. I mean, their best win in that stretch was the Warriors, and they were down by 17 twice in the game entering the third quarter. And their best win before that was probably the Sacramento Kings.
Hey, they're pretty good. Shut up.
I mean, it's not like they've been winning these games in convincing fashion. They've been winning by 1 or 2 points. So this is just not creditworthy, really, on the part of the Boston Celtics, just because it's not very convincing fashion wins, or they're not playing too well. They come back down a lot, and they somehow come back. And
you can't argue with 14 in a row, though.
Well, I don't know. It's just the style of play that comes to get them, I guess.
You can actually argue, too, that they're playing better basketball without Gordon.
That's a little preemptive to say, because we only saw Gordon Hayward for 5 minutes of the season.
Yeah.
So we'll have to wait and see until next season, or maybe the late end of the playoffs, to really see how well they play with the new addition of Hayward, who came from the Utah Jazz.
Kyrie Irving is doing really well, too, for the team.
Yeah, he's been leading them in assists and points most nights, so he's doing pretty well out there.
Got Minnesota Timberwolves. They face Dallas Mavericks in Dallas tonight.
Timberwolves beat the Mavericks at home earlier in the season.
They saw Dirk Nowitzki.
Yeah, Dirk's pretty good. They have superstar shooting guard Seth Curry.
Steph Curry.
Better than Steph Curry.
Is he, though?
I like to think he is. I feel like Steph Curry's kind of a clown. I just don't like him. Throws his mouth guard. He acts like a 5-year-old on the court. Show some class. Act your age. And then I just feel like he's not a strong enough person to try and drive it to the hole, that he has to sit here and shoot threes.
Steph Curry?
Yeah.
Shooting up threes. Can't take it to the hole because he a bitch.
I don't know. Maybe that's just because I used to be a big man in basketball. But I just feel like it's a sign of weakness when you don't drive the ball to the hole and you'd rather shoot the three.
Yeah, I think it's
so. I don't respect Steph Curry at all because of that.
Right.
I don't respect the Warriors at all.
I do like what they do over there. I do like how they've acquired Kevin Durant the last couple of years.
I don't like
the move that Kevin Durant made, but I do like how Golden State went out in the open market. When you didn't think they couldn't get any better, they went out and got Kevin Durant. It's just like, shit. Now they have like three of the best players in the league, and Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant. And he can't throw Klay Thompson there, too.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think it was a weak move on Kevin Durant's part because Thunder were up against the Warriors 3-1, and then they blew that lead.
I just got beat by Curry. Now you want him on your side.
I totally hear you there.
And then the Warriors were up 3-1, and then they blew that lead.
Yeah.
And so if those two things didn't happen, he'd still be with the Thunder.
Very interesting.
I don't believe he would be with the Warriors because the Warriors would be a championship team.
I don't think so either.
But I don't know. It's just a cheap way of getting rings these days just by joining these super teams. You know, I don't like it, and I don't.
It was all started by LeBron.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it was the foundation of LeBron leaving Cleveland that all this has started.
Yeah.
With Durant leaving, with Kyrie Irving leaving.
Kyrie's kind of traded, though. And I mean, I won't consider Boston a super team by any standards.
But, like,
he's their best player by far. Al Horford's aging. And then they got rid of Isaiah Thomas. They just have a bunch of rookies.
Yeah. I think Cleveland actually got better from.
They got Jay Crowder, who plays pretty good defense, but the Cleveland Cavaliers' average age is 31 years old.
Yeah.
So they're still the oldest team in the league.
But they still have a talented team.
But it's like what Michael Jordan said a few weeks ago. The super teams, you get one pretty good team, maybe another one that can compete for a little bit with that team, then the rest of the league, all 28 other teams just suck. No one watches them, and that's bad for basketball.
Yeah, I just hate how the NBA has turned into this thing where...
It's just trendy.
It's just, you can only pick the top four teams who are going to win or going to be in the NBA Finals. Last year, if I were a bad man, I would have said Cleveland Cavaliers, Warriors in the Finals. You don't have to be a super genius to know that. Personally, I think the Timberwolves make the playoffs. I don't think they'll make a long run in the playoffs because of how dominant the Golden State Warriors are, how dominant teams like the Houston Rockets are.
Houston's pretty good.
I do love our team. I think we just have...
Spurs will be ahead of the Wolves.
Did you watch the game last night?
Yeah, but you see who was on the bench?
Or 2 nights ago, I mean.
Kawhi Leonard didn't play. He's that leader of that offense right there, and defense. So once Kawhi comes back, that Spurs team's going to be back top of the West, just like they are every year under Coach Popovich.
It'll be tough, though.
I don't see the Wolves competing in the top five in the West. I think that's too far of a stretch. You already got Golden State. Houston, so that's two already. San Antonio, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma City.
They got names.
Yes, they got names of the 2008 U.S. Olympic basketball team. But, so you have Houston Rockets, Golden State Warriors, San Antonio. You said Oklahoma City. I disagree. I think we're way better than Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah.
I don't think they're better than us.
I do. They got Damian Lillard.
Yeah, and who else do they have?
Nurkic? Most Bates. Yeah, they got Nurkic. They got...
Who's going to beat him in the paint? Karl-Anthony Towns will.
No, they got some big boys out there, too. They
I do
got,
like Nurkic.
They got that forward from Purdue that they drafted this season who was stellar. He almost shut down his Michigan team last year in the Big Ten tournament just by himself. Okay. Caleb Swanigan? Yeah, he's from Purdue. He's a stud. He's a tank down low. You can't move that guy with a bulldozer.
We'll see about that. Well, Timberwolves, 9-5, by the way, on the year. They are currently third in the West, behind Golden State, who is 11-4, and the Houston Rockets are 12-4. The bottom of the pit, Dallas Mavericks will be playing in Dallas tonight, who are 2-13. So.
With Dallas, you can never count them out, though. NBA is weird like that. Anyone can win on any night.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah.
We're going to move on to the NFL. The NFL last night, the Steelers beat the Titans 40-17 on Thursday Night Football.
It's Thursday night, you know what that means?
If you didn't watch the game, it was pretty close at halftime. It was about, I think the Steelers were up 16-14 at half. And then Ben Roethlisberger just went off after that. He with 3 touchdowns on the night to Antonio Brown. Antonio had 10 catches for over 100 yards on the night. If you had him in fantasy last night, I know I didn't. I don't have him in any of my leagues. I was unfortunate to have him. You would have gotten over 30 fantasy points last night. So,
how many catches did Martavis Bryant have?
He had a couple. He had like about 3.
I know he was crying about not getting enough touches and stuff and wanting to be traded.
Yeah, well, you know why? Because Juju Smith-Schuster is blowing him out of the water. That's why. Again, he didn't play that well last night, Juju. He only had 4 catches for, I believe, 49 yards on the night. Again, if I was a fantasy owner and I started him last night. So.
Yeah, I tried watching the game, but I got a headache because of the weird camera angle.
Yeah.
Pissed me off, man.
Yeah, it was weird.
Pissed me off.
How they had it behind Ben Roethlisberger's back.
Yeah, it was the aerial view almost, but just like in Madden.
Yeah.
I
didn't like that either.
It gave me a headache.
Yeah.
And, you know, I couldn't see the score, nothing.
Yeah.
It was bogus.
Yeah. It was color rush night last night again.
The uniforms were slightly different here on Thursday night.
The Pittsburgh Steelers rock their all black with yellow stripes.
Bumblebees. Worst uniform in the league.
The ones that they had last night?
Yeah.
They're better than the Browns uniforms.
No.
You'd rather have a Browns uniform than that.
Yeah, because the old school Browns with like that little kid on the side of their helmet and stuff. Yeah, with the face and everything. That's awesome. That's retro. But just this bumblebee crap, it's difficult to look at. It's just like seeing blurred lines all over the field.
It wasn't even like that much of a bumblebee last night, though. Did you see last night's jerseys?
Yeah, I just don't like
them.
You
still hate
them. Yeah. I don't know.
What do you think of the Titans jerseys? The powder blue.
I like them. Powder blue is always a good color look.
Yeah.
Powder blue is, you got North Carolina Panthers,
mm-hmm.
Tar Heels. They're all powder blue. And that jersey sells. I mean, powder blue is one of the best color rush colors. Just colors in general, even.
My favorite jerseys are the Los Angeles Chargers. I'm going to say San Diego Chargers.
The retro ones with LT?
The blue ones. Powder blue.
Oh, those ones?
Yeah, those are my favorite jerseys with the bolts on the side. I used to love the Chargers as a kid.
Yeah, I would probably say mine is...
6.5 hours later.
I don't know. I don't have a favorite, really. I like the Jaguars teal with their matte black helmets.
Because
the helmets aren't reflective.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
I
like the Titans.
I like the double shade.
I like the Dolphins, like orange and aqua. That's fun.
That I disagree with you.
That's fun.
The aqua? Yeah. You mean like their current, like...
Yeah, just mixed with the orange.
Oh.
It's cute.
It's cute. I don't think the gold NFL teams look cute. I also like the... all black uniforms that the Baltimore Ravens have with the
I think they use it too much though. That's the thing. Yeah. I like the old ones, like the purple ones they'd wear with like Ray Lewis and Ed Reed and Haloti Ngata.
Yeah.
Terrell Suggs. Back when they were killing people. Allegedly killing people.
No, he watched a documentary on him, he didn't do it.
Allegedly.
Okay.
He was allegedly reported to have killed someone.
Speaking of allegedly doing something, got Ezekiel Elliott. Dropping his appeal the other day.
About time.
He will serve his 6-game suspension, and it'll last until, I believe, week 15. So you might, all the fantasy owners out there, you might have him just in time for the fantasy football Super Bowl if you can survive without him. I know one team that I was facing the other week had both Ezekiel Elliott and Le'Veon Bell on their team. At the beginning of the year,
they start both?
They couldn't start Ezekiel Elliott last week. So that definitely helped me. And then Le'Veon Bell didn't do that well. Kind of a down year for Le'Veon. I mean, he's had a couple of good games here and there. It's just like he's been doing really good. But then games where he'd score like 9 fantasy points.
Yeah, after Adrian Peterson's first injury, running backs became less and less valuable.
Yep.
No one averages over 100 yards a game anymore with... you know, maybe a pair of touchdowns. No one can catch out of the backfield anymore. They don't rack up any points for you anymore, really. Mm-hmm. It's just maybe 70 yards, touchdown.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm glad Ezekiel Elliott just decided to drop his case because kind of like Tom Brady. Tom Brady decided it wasn't worth it to keep appealing because you'd lose. You're going up against basically an entire corporation that you work for. And there's no point because either you'll lose and you'll get cut, or you'll lose and just sit there on the sideline and have to take it.
Right.
But I don't like Ezekiel Elliott too much. I didn't think he was ready for the NFL when he came out in terms of his mentality. I agreed with his father that he said on draft night when Ezekiel Elliott was drafted that he wasn't mature enough to be an adult and play in the NFL yet. And his actions over the course of time have proved that. Not a fan of his. I mean, he went to Ohio State. I'm a Gopher and Badger fan, so just not really appealing about him. Then Cowboys ended up losing pretty bad last week.
Mm-hmm. To the Atlanta Falcons.
Right. Maybe it shows its value, but maybe it doesn't, but who knows.
Yeah. Not a huge fan of the Dallas Cowboys either, but you know who I am a fan of?
Jacksonville Jaguars?
The Minnesota Vikings.
Go Vikings, let's win this game!
Really? I didn't know that.
The Minnesota Vikings, they are 7-2, hopefully about to be 8-2 after they defeat the Los Angeles Rams. That'll be a difficult matchup this week.
Yep.
There's been a lot of controversy of whether or not Teddy Bridgewater should get a couple snaps here and there to, you know, claim his starting job.
I believe he should.
I believe that he should get a couple chances, but, I mean, if your team's doing hot without him, why wreck a good thing, you know?
I mean, they invested so much in him, though. This guy almost was paralyzed just by walking around in practice.
Yeah, but do you remember when Tom Brady took over the Patriots? Now, I'm not comparing, like...
To Bledsoe?
Yeah, because Bledsoe got hurt. And then Tom Brady came back, took over.
I know what you're referring to. You're referring to that stat from ESPN, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that he's Tom Brady or anything like that. I'm just saying, point is...
Case Keno?
Yeah. I'm not saying he's going to lead us to 5 Super Bowls or anything like that. But I'm saying we have enough talent.
And if he did, they'd probably lose every single one like they have in the past, though. That's the thing.
Depends on our opponent this year.
Probably the Patriots.
The Patriots... They are doing well, I'll give them that, but they have a lot of holes too this year compared to last year, so I feel we'd have a better chance this year if we did play them.
Yeah, but...
That matchup, I'd say the Patriots would win.
If it ever comes down to a pissing contest against the Patriots and it's just about scoring the most points, they're going to win that every time.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how, doesn't matter if you score 50, they're going to beat you. Because they got Tom Brady, and he's been doing that for years against everyone. I think he even did that last week.
Well, they had full surprises. So
right. And well, speaking of surprises on the Patriots, they're actually playing the Raiders this week in Mexico City. And the part of Mexico City they're playing in was actually devastated by an earthquake.
Really?
Yeah, earlier in the year. So this is going to be really interesting to see.
Yeah.
Just kind of how the Mexican faithful support the NFL, see their views on it, you know, if it's kind of like England where they don't really have a team, or if they kind of, you know, lean towards the teams near, you know, the border, you know, Texas, Arizona, California. So I don't know. I think it'll be interesting. They're playing in like a renovated soccer stadium that's like much larger for competitions, so, you know, kind of like World Cup stage.
Weird.
But yeah, it's in higher elevation. So the Patriots played the Broncos last week in Denver, you know, which is Mile High City. And now they're playing in basically the same altitude again.
Uh-huh.
You know, definitely look for the Patriots to have some respiratory issues.
Maybe Tom Brady will have a heart attack out there.
Oh, I'm just worried about Bill Belichick. You know, at that age, I don't think he could handle that.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, maybe Marcellus Bennett will be happy. You know, maybe he'll heal. You know. Let's just address that. What are your thoughts on Marcellus Bennett? Have you been reading anything?
Yeah, I read the whole how he got hurt and then he decided not to have surgery on it, to play on it.
For the Patriots.
Oh, well, like,
he signed with the Patriots and he delayed having surgery, even though he needed it on his rotator cuff.
Yeah.
And now he's just bashing the Packers team doctor, which is just nonsense, and saying that the Packers wouldn't let him play when he was healthy and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is he didn't want to play with a backup quarterback. Clay Matthews came out earlier this week and said that team doctor is one of the best in the NFL, top three in the NFL, mm-hmm. has actually taken a lot of flack for not allowing players to come back earlier than they should. If anything, that team doctor keeps them out longer than probably should, you know, just to make sure they're fully healed. You know, Marcellus Bennett works with them, and now he's just spreading all this, all these libel statements, you know, and slandering him mm-hmm. and things like that. And now he's back in New England where all is good and he can win rings or whatever. And I think he's trying to sue the Packers for all the money in his contract, which is 3 years, $21 million.
That's insane.
He's trying to sue him because he didn't want to play when conditions got tough. Aaron Rodgers goes down, you know, it's Brett Hundley. This isn't Tom Brady or the Patriots and you have Garoppolo or Hoyer. Mm-hmm. It's just ridiculous, you know. But, you know, just like, if even if it were the Vikings, you know, just as a Packer fan, but for the Vikings, they went to, like, I don't know, the Titans or something, and they slammed the Vikings doctor, you know, that would upset a lot of people, you know?
Yeah.
Just as, like, a person, you know, the medical field and everything, it's just, someone's calling your work not credible and things like that. It's just not good.
Yeah.
But,
speaking of the Vikings, so... they face the Los Angeles Rams this week. Just a quick prediction on that. I think the Vikings will hang on to defeat the Rams 24-21.
What was your prediction last week for the Vikings?
I predicted that they'd lose.
Yeah, what was the final score you had?
38, well...
No, that you predicted, yeah.
I predicted.
I think it was like 17-10. Didn't go that way.
17-14. I thought it'd be a low score game.
Yeah, it turned out to be a scoring fest.
Yeah.
I believe if they had more time, they probably would have ended up losing.
I don't know.
Because the Redskins came back.
They should have won by a lot more. I was really surprised.
Yeah, they should have. But, the last few quarters, Redskins kept coming back.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Yeah, so they're a really good team, too.
The Redskins?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're decent. I mean.
Yeah, they defeated the Seahawks when they're fully healthy.
I don't know.
They also defeated the Rams earlier in the year.
Yeah. So. I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how an NFC North team faces against the Rams during the regular season.
I just like it because we're at home, and I think
Rams may have a chance to go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, no, and I'm not counting out the Rams either. I actually wouldn't be surprised if we lost this game either. I just think the Vikings have shown me that they've been mentally tough throughout the last five games during their five-game winning streak, and I just think Case Keenum's doing a good enough job.
Right.
To lead the offense and make it a top five offense in the league.
So. Right, I just think they need a stronger running attack, you know, especially in the closing quarters. You know, run the clock down a little bit, you know. Don't get stopped for 2 yards, 2 yards, 2 yards. Try to pass it incomplete and have to punt.
Yeah, that's where we missed Dalvin Cook in that situation.
Yeah, you know, just try to improve a little bit more there, and I think that maybe they'd be fundamentally sound. But yeah, the Packers ended up beating the Bears last week, 23-16.
Brett Hundley didn't do that good in fantasy.
Yeah, he didn't do great, but a win's a win, I guess.
Yeah.
So
speaking of fantasy, I'm gonna go to my start, sit, and sleeper picks of the week in fantasy.
It's gonna be great. I got some picks too for you, Kev.
My start of the week is Kenny Allen Drake versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Is he a running back?
Yeah, he's a running back for the Miami Dolphins. Last couple of weeks, he's scored 9 points, which is okay during that first week because, you know, he's just adjusting, you know, to the scheme and everything. The Bucs are one of the worst run defenses in the league, and Damian Williams seems to not get as many carries as Kenyon Drake is pretty much taking over that running attack.
And, after the departure of Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, which I'm still surprised that happened. I guess that...
I didn't believe he was worth the trade. I don't feel he's proven enough.
Yeah, at least for what they got, I wasn't
right
too happy. What's your start of the week?
My start of the week? Carson Wentz, Eagles and Cowboys, NFC East matchup.
He's the number one quarterback in fantasy right now.
Yeah, Eagles are 8-1.
8-1, fine high.
Yeah, so Carson Wentz will lead them, especially against Dallas, who won't have Ezekiel Elliott, who struggled with scoring, as we saw last week in Atlanta. So, yeah, Carson Wentz.
My sit of the week, Case Keenum against the Los Angeles Rams.
You mentioned that.
Yeah, it's funny that I say that now because I say Case Keenum is all good and whatever, but I just think overall, I don't think he'll give you the fantasy points that you want for your team. I believe that he'll do enough to get the ball out to players like Adam Thielen and Stephon Diggs, but I feel the Rams are a very underrated defense in the league, and I think he might turn the ball over once or twice during the game and make it close for the Rams to come back.
Yep.
Case Keenum, I'm guessing his line will be just under 200 yards with, I'm going to say, two touchdowns and two interceptions. Again, like, it's fine if you're a fantasy owner, but if you don't, want less than 13 points, I wouldn't start him in this game.
Yeah. So. My sit-in of the week is going to be the Vikings defense. I know they're one of the best defenses in the league, but they got Todd Gurley and Jared Goff. They got Robert Woods outside, along with Sammy Watkins. They just have threats all over. If they get that running and passing attack in rhythm, in sync, with, you know, eight-yard runs, you know, and then maybe a mid-range pass, it'll keep the Vikings defense on their toes. They won't be expecting what's coming next, especially when they throw in the play action. Definitely watch out for the Rams offense, but to exploit the Vikings defense.
All right.
Because that could be a very realistic situation.
My sleeper of the week, or otherwise I call it, you know, it's a sneaky play to put in fantasy, the well-known quarterback, Blake Bortles.
Attaboy.
Against the Cleveland Browns. And when I say against Cleveland Browns, a lot of people say, well, of course, they've made players like Marcus Mariota, Deshaun Watson, Case Keenum, and Matthew Stafford all top 10 quarterbacks when they've been played against. Cleveland, who hasn't won a game at all this year, is looking to get their first win some point of the year.
Right.
The Jaguars are definitely at 6-3, a really good team, led by rushing the attack and Leonard Fournette. And then they still have good wide receivers in Marquise Lee.
Mm-hmm.
They have Allen Earns, which I'm not sure if he'll play this week.
I don't know either.
But I feel that Blake Bortles will have enough snaps on offense.
Right. Don't forget Mercedes Lewis, that tight end, too.
He had three touchdowns at one game.
Yeah. But Adam, he's a solid option in the red zone.
Yeah.
Very big guy.
Yeah.
Solid foundation, strong veteran. He knows what to do.
Yeah. So that's my picks in fantasy. What's your sleeper?
My sleeper? Don't laugh. Josh Gordon.
Josh, is he gonna play?
He might. We don't know, but in the chance that he's brought on for a play or two, watch him. Because it was reported that a few months ago while he's working out, he recorded a faster 40 time than he did for the NFL Combine.
Yeah.
And
I believe he'll still be good if he comes back. He just got stuck.
Yeah. I mean, he came out and had a documentary about
his
drug and alcohol abuse his first few years in league and in college, and he'd have a couple drinks before games and practices every game, but now he's clean and sober.
Yeah.
And so definitely watch for him. And last week, the 49ers got their first win, mm-hmm. which means Cleveland is the only undefeated team, or team with zero wins. Maybe this is the week. Somebody's always got to go.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to my power rankings for the week. I'm going to go really quick with this one. I got Jacksonville at number 10. Really hesitant to put them at number 10 because...
Overtime win over against San Diego.
Yes, because they... At times, they look really dominant, and at other times, they look... Yeah, you know,
mm-hmm.
not the best team. So I got them at 10.
Right.
Number 9, Carolina. They have really good defense.
They're pretty good.
But they're pretty good.
They won last week by a bunch.
Yeah, but they're the only defense in the league right now that's not allowed more than 400 yards in a game. So they got
total?
That. Yep. So they have really good defense. If you see the good cam, they should be going strong. Like you saw a good cam last week.
Yep.
Number 8, we got Seattle. They're still hanging in there, even with the loss of Richard Sherman. And they had another player go down, I think.
Earl Thomas,
yep. So we'll see how that defense looks, but as of right now, I'll put them just above Carolina. But that might change going into next week. Number 7, the Los Angeles Rams. Number 6, we got the Kansas City Chiefs. Number 5, the New Orleans Saints. Number 4, your Minnesota Vikings. And number 4, number 3, the Pittsburgh Steelers. After last night's win, the Steelers are looking to... build off that going to next week. Number 2, the New England Patriots. They are always good. Number 1, the Flying Soaring, led by the North Dakota product, Carson Wentz, the Philadelphia Eagles. And those are my power rankings for the week. And Last, we're going to try to beat our score in Heads Up. Last week on Heads Up, we played a football round. We got our highest score so far of 6 points. I guess out of the 7, I got 1 wrong because I couldn't figure out what the heck you were talking about with the forward pass last week.
Right, the lateral.
Yeah, the lateral. That was the answer. But this week, I will be helping Jake answer questions on the sport of baseball. So, that'd be our score of 6, y'all. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready. I was born ready.
Here we go.
Okay. It's not a single, but a...
double.
Okay, and then you do this in...
the cycle.
You do this in baseball to, like, if you're taking out
double play.
If you're taking out a pitcher and another fielder.
Double switch.
Yeah. So, Giancarlo Stanton's team.
Miami Marlins.
Yep. The team that they're in, Phoenix.
Arizona Diamondbacks.
Yeah. Yep. You go to, from first to second, you are...
runner.
What did Byron Buxton do a lot of this year?
Steal.
Yeah. Yep. Craig Kimbrell is this. He is the, for the Red Sox. He is
lead
the,
off, closer.
Yeah. Their team in California. They have...
LA Dodgers. LA Angels of Anaheim.
No.
Oakland A's.
Yep. You're a reliever. You're in the bullpen. You are...
setup man.
No, you are warm up.
Oh.
Okay, what did we get? I think we got 6 again.
2, 3, 4, 5, 6... So 6 out of 7 again.
Yeah, 6 out of 7 again. So hopefully we change that in 2 weeks.
All right.
We just love those 6 out of 7.
I know.
We like to be
that's
good,
our,
not perfect.
Yeah. Good, okay. Not great.
Yeah. Well, story of my life.
Right. Just good enough.
All right. Well, that's enough for episode 3 of the Weekly Brew. You could go and listen to our other podcasts on the MSUReporter.com. Listen for everything that me and Jake have talked about in the past about our views on sports, like how the Vikings do and the Packers do and all that. Without further ado, Jake, I think that we're done for the day. What are you going to be doing today now?
Not much. Just going to see my friend in a Footloose play at St. Peter High School. So
okay.
Should be pretty interesting.
I'll be going to Duluth, so I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Again, I hope you have the brew that's right for you, and have a good day.
Love you guys.
T-Pain.
Damn,
shout out
to
Snack.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hey, hey, she snapped.
Yeah, snap your fingers. Please stare. You can do it all by yourself.
Well, baby girl, what's your name? Let me talk to you, let me buy you a drink. I'm T-Pain, you know me. Convict music, never boy. I know the club goes at 3. What's the chances of you rolling with me? Back to the crib, show you how I live. Let's get drunk and forget what the